Y'all, these dumbasses were making a live on TikTok, and they were explaining about how, oh, pro-life is good, abortions are bad, da-da-da-da, all this and that. And I had to pop in, give my two cents. And they were like, you know, like, they're babies. It's a human. Humans have rights, and you're going to kill it? That's a murder. And I'm like, listen, bitch, I would get pregnant just to abort it. You can't argue with me, okay? I'm psycho. I would fucking kill it. I would push myself down the fucking stairs. I would jump out of a plane to kill that baby. I do not want to give birth.
Larry, what the hell are you doing?
Larry!
Larry, you can't just... Oh,
Larry! Oh, are you all right? How did...
Larry! Righto, righto, what's going on here?
Oh, sir, I'm arrested. Oh!
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2022. I'm Luigi, the American branch of PNN. What's the show going to be today? First, I was going to talk about Animu and other things, but I guess... the Supreme Court gun thing dropped, so I will talk about that first. Okay, the show today. Fuentes took the money and ran. Then, legally compelled to support Israel. Then, so what event is really gonna trigger the crash? Then, HIV-positive cartoon children. And the finale of the show to finish off the show. We will do... the Supreme Court gun decision. Okay, before we get started, I don't know. I'm just... obviously, you see the Animu girl on the screen. I'm just fucking around with this shit. I figure I'm a VTuber. Might as well use the VTuber thing. Okay, peoples? I don't know. If you guys get a kick out of it, maybe I'll put Tanya eventually. I'll pay someone to make Tanya. I will use the donations from the show... to make a Tanya avatar or something. I don't know. We'll do something. We'll do something. And then I'll fix these, like, eyes doing the weird blinking everywhere. I don't know. I'll figure it out later on. I look like a fucking derpa derp. Look at that eye. What's going on? What the fuck's going on? Oh my god. Probably because I have glasses on. Need my contacts back. Need my contacts back! Okay. First thread. Fuentes took the money and ran. Nick Fuentes has fled North America. Picture is... Mr. Town, Cozy TV isn't being DDoSed. It's done. Nicholas J. Fuentes has taken the investment money and ran. He's not even in North America anymore. Well played, America Firsters. You just got exit scammed for millions of dollars. Guys, I can finally defend Nick Fuentes! I can finally defend Nick Fuentes! Oh my god. I'm so happy I could finally defend him. Guys, this is completely made up! It's completely made up! Everything about it is made up! Everything is made up! This American First poster says, that'd be based if true, but I'm guessing this is more gay Kiwi drama. This American says, why so serious? America First, why so serious? Leaf says, good for him. Anyway, we'll skip ahead to the spoiler. We'll skip ahead to the spoiler. Mr. Town, tonight was weird because a lot of unhappy people following e-drama followed me, then realized I am just having fun and then unfollowed me. So he just made it all up. He just made it all up, guys. Oh my god, my eye is twitching out. This thing's eye is going to keep twitching out. Oh well, enjoy the twitchy eyeball. The twitchy eyeball, enjoy it. We have fun here at 4chan, guys. We have fun, wink wink. We have fun, wink wink. This American says it's literally up and running right now. Yeah, apparently it just went down for, I don't know, troubles. Probably just slight DDoS or something. And then it came right back up. And this guy made all this drama. And still, all these people are freaking out about it. It's just, I don't know. It's fucking crazy. Nick is innocent. Nick is innocent. Moving on. I just wanted to, like, save all these threads since I'm recording the screen now. You guys are getting more detailed content. Maybe it'll be easier to edit. I don't know. Maybe it'll be harder to edit. Who the fuck knows? Fucking with this stupid YouTube avatar thing took like an hour and a half. Suck shit. Oh my god. How do people do this stuff? How do people go through this crap? Oh my god. Guys, if you see a YouTuber doing this shit, they must have put hours and hours into this shit, man. Oh my god. I didn't. You're gonna get the base YouTuber avatar. Maybe I'll put more time into it if you guys find it funny. I don't know. Here, this is what your money is buying, FBot. This is what your money's buying, dude. Oh man. Oh, where am I even at? Okay, we got legally compelled to support Israel. Glenn Greenwald, absolutely horrible free speech ruling from the 8th Circuit Court upheld an Arkansas. It's Arkansas, but I like saying Arkansas. Law requiring anyone with a contract with the state to vow in writing that they don't and will not participate in a boycott of Israel. The state has no right to require loyalty oaths this way. Guys, this is fun crazy. Making someone, like, swear allegiance to another country. What the fuck? Swear allegiance to another country, guys. Another country. I don't get it. How do they get away with it, guys? How do they get away with it? This American says, and yet, normal fags will immediately shut you down and stop responding when you so much as suggest there's a disappropriate amount of Jewish influence in American politics. Guys, my normie friend Grift did this just yesterday. I said that the Jews shut down people's bank accounts and stuff, and he's like, you're always going into conspiracies, Lou. You're always going into conspiracies. It's like, dude, okay, handsome truth. Right off the top of my head, handsome truth. Shut his bank account down. So dumb. So fucking dumb. He's like, conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory, Lou. Conspiracy theory. So dumb. Right here, this leaf says, honestly, the people who oppose Israel is either a Muslim or a retarded conspiracy theorist. Maybe we just don't like evil things, dude. Maybe we just don't like pure evil. Pure evil. Green text, legally compelled to support Israel. Yeah. That is some Jewish tricks right there. There's some Jewish lawyer tricks right there. Okay, we'll move on. I gotta zip through these because it's gonna take me forever just to edit because I'm doing all this new shit. I'm about to figure out how to do it. I gotta figure out how to do it, guys. It's not so simple to just throw this all together like Styx does every morning and just shit out a fucking 10-minute video every morning and not edit it, not make a fucking thumbnail for it, just shit it out. That's what Styx does. Fuck, guys, I'd like to try and put a little more work into my stuff. Okay, next thread. So what event is really gonna trigger the crash? Been waiting 2 weeks now since the last thread someone made on this topic. All I see is a lot of up and down. Is it really gonna happen? And the pick is like the downward red arrow. Guys, it's gonna happen. I was a little off, guys. I was a little off, okay? I said I didn't think that the Fed announcing that they would raise rates would fix the stock market. That's what I said. I didn't think them saying they were gonna raise rates would fix it. Well, guess what, guys? Guess what? They actually raised rates. They actually raised them. 0.75% they raised the rates, so we will get the crash or something, right? I don't know. I thought if they raised rates that much, it would trigger a crash or something, but I guess we're not there yet. Maybe this has delayed it a little bit, but I don't know. Maybe it'll trigger the crash. Who knows? The Fed is trying very hard to keep the stock market going. I think it will eventually crash, but who knows how long it will actually take. I think what'll happen is towards the end of the week, it'll start crashing again. Let's see what it is right now. I haven't even looked at it. -125. I mean, that's good. It's decent right there. It's starting to go negative right now, and we're in Thursday. I mean, Friday, it'll probably crash. It went up. It was, like, neutral. At the start of the week, it was up positive, so who knows? Whatever. It'll end up crashing. It'll happen. Guaranteed. I'm thinking next week, it'll probably, like, I don't know. Monday will either be very, very, very positive or just a wet fart and kind of neutral. It kind of depends on what the Bitcoin does. Like, Bitcoin's going back up right now, so if you know, like, I don't know, man. It seems like they sold all their Bitcoin, shoved it in the stock market. Oh, stock market's doing okay for a little while, you know? And then stock market will start to get shit on, and then they'll crash Bitcoin again to get their money out so they can shove more money in the stock market or whatever. It'll crash. Give it 2 more weeks, guys. 2 more weeks. This guy says, I hope it's GameStop. Imagine crashing the fiat because of fucking GameStop. Dude, if any stock crashes the market, it will be GameStop. 100% it'll be GameStop. No. You could probably find me on some old Wall Street's Bets audio clips. I don't know if you could find like a Reddit Wall Street Bets Discord while all this shit was going on. You might find me, guys. You might find me in there yelling at people for being retarded. Not for being retarded for investing in GME, but saying GME was not something you should invest. It's like, you gotta buy GME. You gotta buy GME. I still think you should buy GME. I still think it's good, guys. I mean, look at this. Someone posted a picture of some guy investing in, what was his name? The Nancy Pelosi's husband. He bought like 200 calls for GME. Like, what the fuck? So yeah, guys, it hasn't squozed yet. GME has not squozed yet. It will squeeze and squoze. We're not there yet. It will come. It will come. Someone posting, cancel your contract. This is the worst time to buy a house. Recession will trigger food. You think I don't know that, dude? You think I don't know that? You think I want to buy a house right now? I always get fucking boned in these situations, okay? You think I want to buy a fucking house right now? I'm getting fucking evicted. I almost have to at this point. We almost need to do it. It's so stupid. This America says eternal crab. Yes, 100% eternal crab. Yes. Oh, man. The bond market. This Italian says, we're already in the crash, you dumb nigger. Real estate pops as the nail in the coffin. Buying the immediate future that will not perish. Do this 2 more weeks, yeah. Right here, Paul Pelosi slurped this afternoon. Here we go. I knew I saw it. Wow, dude, $10.2 million. Jesus. 840 calls, guys. He bought 840. I posted this. It's only semi-stable right now because the Fed raised rates 3 days ago while they sold all their Bitcoin to prop up the market. Literally days away. Yeah, that's why. I believe it. I believe it. This guy says, GME is guaranteed to do a 10 times minimum from current prices, and that's not even considering potential meme numbers. Shorts are going to shit the bed, and that is when the market will see the bottom. You know, if I'm right about GME not being squoze yet, they're going to do a stock split soon. And if they do that stock split and they can't find the shares to split, I mean, that might trigger some shit right there, but I don't know. Who knows? GameStop is still one of the most shorted stocks on the market. How? How? Weird. Strange. GameStop will crash the market, guys. Watch. Oh, I better fix this little. We're trying new stuff this episode, guys. This is a whole new world for me right now. The guy uses the AI bot to, like, to break down the AMC and if the short squeeze play is... Dude, it already squoze. Dude, it was like $4. It went up to like 60. Dude, it squoze already, bro. It fucking squoze. Look, my left eye still tweaking out. Or my right eye, I guess. Tweaking out. Tweaking the fuck out. I don't know. Maybe I fixed it. Maybe there's less... Oh, no. Nope, there's more winking now. There's more winking, guys. I made it worse. Oh, well. Oh, well. We'll just get... Now both my eyes are twitching. Oh, well. Maybe it's better. I just find it so strange that Nancy Pelosi's husband bought so much damn GME call. That's just so strange. It's great. Well, and on that, the GME... The mass GME calls. Next. HIV-positive cartoon children. Why is HIV-positive people so underrepresented in media? They are positive, for fuck's sake. We should make more cartoons like this and show it to our kids. Picture is a twat from Eric saying, please, please watch Dead End Paranormal Park. It's so good, and it's so queer. You mean gay? Isn't gay happy? Gay is like a term for... Should have used gay, because it would actually, like... Actually, it would have been clever, but you're not a clever person, are you? If you liked Gravity Falls, you'll love this. Doubt it. It's getting bad reviews because one of the characters is HIV positive and wants an open relationship and didn't inform another character until after they had sex. And the story presents it like we should be siding with the bug spreader over the reasonable human being. That is literal evilness. That's horrific. That is horrific, guys. That's horrific. You're going to give someone an incurable, deadly disease, and you are the good guy. That is California levels of logic. If you guys don't know, California, it used to be a felony to unintentionally give someone AIDS, and now it's completely legal. You can just give someone AIDS, and no one cares in California. It used to be a crime. You used to be able to go to prison. Now you can just give anybody AIDS without their knowledge, and oopsie, oopsie, whoopsie, you now have an incurable disease. Oopsie, whoopsie. This Nazi says, if someone gave me AIDS, I would probably kill them. Exactly. You would be semi-justified. They just gave you a death sentence. They just gave you a disease purposefully. Usually. They usually know they have it, and they don't tell the people. So that's just knowingly doing. This Aussie says AIDS isn't the death sentence it used to be. Spreading to someone else isn't horrible, unforgivable thing you people make it out to be. Fuck off, dude. Stop spreading that propaganda. AIDS isn't a death sentence like it used to be. It's just super expensive to go to the hospital and get the medications and get the stuff to fix it. But it's fine. It's not as bad as it used to be. Whatever, man. Whatever. This America says, where do you find this shit? Log off Twitter once in a while. I can't even surf Twitter. I don't know how people go into that shitstorm. People think 4chan is a shitstorm. Fucking Twitter is a shitstorm of fucking cringe. That's what it is. Oh my god, right here. This dude. AIDS pause seed. I don't have to download these anymore. Ooh, why is that on my computer now? No. Ugh, get away. My pause fuck buddy brought me 75 loads of frozen pause seed. AIDS-sicles. Dude, look, AIDS-sicles, guys. AIDS-sicle. Oh, that's disgusting and evil. It's the most evil, disgusting thing I've ever seen. Oh my god. Horrible. 87 people liked that. 87 people are horrific monsters. But I'm the conspiracy theorist. Salt Shaker's the school shooter. You know? We're the bad guys. We're the evil ones. Not these people spreading AIDS to unbeknownst people. They're completely innocent, everybody. Completely innocent. Hans, get mein Flamenwaffen. Mein Flamenwaffen. I love it. Man, I need... if I get an avatar made, man, I am totally having it have a Roman salute. that avatar is having a Roman salute. 100%, man. I want to be able to fling that fucker out. Roman salute. Roman salute. This leaf says, fake news, there's no HIV plot, look it up. Okay, guys, we're just in the thread there, it's fake news, it's none of it's real. California legalizing it. This dude having AIDS-icles, none of it's real, guys. None of it's real. Just like, the Jews were holocausted, it's all real, guys. It's all real. Oh my gosh, when I was arguing that Holocaust thing with my friend, I fucked up a lot with the burned bodies thing. I know I did, guys, I know I fucked up. I'm ashamed of myself, but, you know, if you don't argue your point with people, you're never going to see where you trip up and get better at it, you know? You gotta practice. You gotta get some experience in there, and now I can argue even better than I used to. I can argue even better than I did before. I would probably now comment on the amount of fuel it would take to run that many incinerators at the time. I would tell them that the SS only had like, I think it was only like 9 camps. PNC sent me some great information, and he told me how many camps that actually killed people the SS had. It was definitely not 44 fucking thousand. It was like 9. It was like 9. so crazy. These fucking liars. Look, guys, I just noticed, look, I am the little girl. I've already accomplished more than the trannies ever have. I am a woman. I am a woman. I'm not a real woman, though. I have no womb. I have no ovaries. I will never have a baby. I'm having a kick with this, guys. I'm having fun. That's what this show's about, fun. Let's have fun with each other. Here we go. Finale of the day. Supreme Court gun decision released. Authored by none other than Justice Thomas, dude, the most based black man in existence. The most based black man in existence. This man is not the N-word. This man is a true African American. I said it, guy. He's an African American. quick rundown. Let's see, what happened? What did we get? The court holds that New York's proper cause requirement to obtain a concealed carry license violates the Constitution by preventing law-abiding citizens with ordinary self-defense needs from exercising their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms for public defense. That's amazing, dude. And the timing of this, guys, you think this has nothing to do with Congress passing this law? I mean, the last we heard, the Supreme Court was going to come out with something relating to abortion, and now they're coming out with gun stuff? This is the Supreme Court flexing a bit. I mean, this is obviously the Supreme Court going, watch what you're doing, Congress. Watch what you're doing. We'll fuck you up. We'll fuck you up, bitch. No cap. Justin Thomas, no cap. Does this mean no more concealed carry? Does this just mean open carry everywhere? Or concealed carry everywhere? What does this mean? I don't know. This is a victory. Regardless, this is a victory. Here we go. Basically, they said the Heller test is the right test, not intermediate or strict scrutiny. Since Heller and McDonald, the Court of Appeals have developed a two-step framework for analyzing the Second Amendment challenges that combines history with means insecurity. The court rejects that two-part approach as having one step too many. Step one is broadly consistent with Heller, which demands a test rooted in the Second Amendment's test, as informed by history. But Heller and McDonald do not support a second step, which applies means in scrutiny, and it expressly rejected any interest balancing inquiry akin to intermediate scrutiny. What this means is that for gun regulations, the court will look to see if weapons or conditions where they would be regulated are similar to how they were regulated when the Second Amendment was adopted. To determine whether a firearm regulation is consistent with the Second Amendment, Heller and McDonald point to at least two relevant metrics. First, whether modern and historical regulations impose a comparable burden on the right of armed self-defense, and second, whether that regulatory burden is comparably justified. It seems good. It seems like basically I need to defend myself as a human being. Is me buying these weapons or being supplied with these weapons tantamount to self-defense? I would assume against the government, because that's what the Second Amendment is for, is against the government. So, I mean, you could swing that as probably like, do I need an RPG to fight a tank which the government owns? And if the answer is yes, then I should be able to buy one. Something like that. That's what I'm pulling out of it anyway. This American says, does that mean I still have to apply for concealed carry, or can I just conceal carry now? This American says, you still have to apply, but it's basically just buying a permit now. No longer waiting for probable cause. This American says, you still have to apply, but you don't need to give a, quote, good reason, unquote, to have it. They must just give it to you. This guy says states could change it, which is, yeah, that's probably true. I mean, it could go on a state-by-state thing, but then, I don't know, they could probably fight in court.
right here. States can still require permits, but they aren't allowed to make you demonstrate any sort of need. Basically, you need to go in, ask for a permit, and unless you are otherwise barred from gun ownership, they are required to give you one. That's a myth. You used to have to, like, write a big ol', I don't know, essay and then get recommended by, I don't know, fucking police officer or someone high up in society or some shit, and then they would give you the concealed carry permit thing. Only at that point. None of this will matter if they take away your rights just because some woman accuses you of violence or something. I don't know. They need to put their foot down a little more than this. I mean, this was good, but this is like a first step. They need to put their foot down. I mean, the only state this really, really, really affects is New York, mainly, and it just makes it easier in every other state. I really just think this was the Supreme Court flexing on Congress, telling them to watch what they're doing. That's what it seemed like to me. This dude says, Green Text, the government will have to show, Thomas says, that a gun regulation, quote, is consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation, unquote. The fuck is this, he says. This guy says it great. Nukes for all. Yeah, exactly. It's like, if the government has nukes, I need nukes to fight the government. That's great. That's good. That's good. I like that. At least an RPG, man. I need an RPG to fight tanks, bro. How am I gonna shoot down one of those fighter jets with a fucking pistol? You know? How do I get me one of them drones? How do I get me one of them big super huge drones? That'd be fun to fly that thing around. I'm not talking about the kitty drones, guys. I'm talking about the drones that are like the size of people. It's like a real airplane. Give me one of those. Samerica says, fascinating. SCOTUS has made the ruling against Trump. Now let them enforce it. What? Is that like AI generated or something? Like, what does that even mean? They just didn't take the court case, is all. They just didn't take the stupid fucking court case for the its merits or something. Who the fuck knows? Stupid. They said it. The states didn't. Blah, 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 who knows? Dumb. And then when Mike Lindell tried to submit his, all the people in all the states boned him in the ass. None of them signed it or came. I don't know. They all stopped talking to him. The left got to him. I don't even think it was the left. I think it was the Rhino Republicans and the right that got to them. They don't want the Trump election overturned. They don't. Rhino Republicans and establishment Republicans do not, under any circumstances, want Trump back in there. No, 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 no. Don't want that. That would be very, very bad for them. Oh, man. They want to keep their seat. Mitch McConnell, Mr. Turtleman. I mean, they just want... They just want to keep getting their gibs every day, you know? They just want to keep getting their gibs, keep giving Israel money, keep getting their slut whores they go sleep with every... I guess Loli is probably Loli is, right? There has to be child trafficking, right? Right? There has to be, right? We'll go to the final thread of the day, guys. This is already super long, and I have to figure out all this shit. Who even knows when in the evening this is going to come out? You guys are going to have a fun episode, though. We got Supreme Court decision, salt mining bread. Paris Morgan, breaking. America's response to its recent mass shootings is to make it even easier for Americans to use guns. The Second Amendment is now being interpreted as a right to bear arms as part of an unregulated civilian militia. Wow. You mean what it's supposed to be? Yeah, no shit. This dude says a well-regulated militia, and then he tries to link it to your neckbeard hillbilly army isn't a militia. Dude, like five people is a militia, you fucking retard. You think... Oh, okay, guy, dude, this was made before we had cell phones, before we had any of that shit, okay? So I mean, there were like towns of people, and they needed people to defend those towns. They had militias of people and volunteers. They weren't that big. They were a few people, you know? A few couple people. That's so stupid. I think it was like 100 people in that small town militia. Oh, man. People are fucking crazy, man. Also, they had machine guns when the Constitution was written, so... They had machine guns. The machine gun had been invented already. This guy says, wish him good health to live past 2024. Dude, he looks a lot more healthy than Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I feel like Ruth Bader Ginsburg was, like, being held alive. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Seven, but there's that one dude who's supposed to be, I don't know if it was Sloth. I think it was Sloth or something, but it was the dude. He basically was just barely keeping him alive. Like, he was alive, but he was basically dead because, I don't know. I don't know how his body was even still going on. It's basically, that was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. All they, here, sign this thing, and they're, like, moving her hand to write the signature, you know? Oh, man, I can't even imagine. Everyone wanted her to step down, and she would not do it. She's like, I will not do it. And then that one Supreme Court justice stepped down during Biden's term, probably because everyone forced him to. But, dude, okay. Imagine that... I mean, guys, this is just... This is never going to happen. But imagine that Trump did become Speaker of the House, and then they start looking into the election, blah, blah, blah. It was found that he really did win 2020. What, at that point, wouldn't that SCOTUS appointment be invalidated because we had a fraudulent president? What if, what if him stepping down actually turns out to bite them in the ass and we get another conservative in there? Oh, man, that'd be fucking great. That's like a 100-to-1 right there. This American says that is literally the intention of the Second Amendment. Fucking cocksucker. I seriously don't get how you could be so stupid at this point. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, okay, so you're saying what the Second Amendment is? Okay, great. Sounds good to me. A-okay. This dude says that guy is farming ewes up there. Probably the OP. Eh. Or the third post, the well-regulated militia dude. Got a lot of baits. This dude says, so I'll be actually able to use my prep? Ooh, dude, that nice set, bro. Dude, I love shotguns so much. Got a pump shotty and an auto shotty, and looks like a AK-47. It's probably called something different. It's black. It doesn't look like a sand nigger gun here. Probably some other version of it or something. But it's an AK-47. This looks like the American version of that. It's like an M14 or M15 or something. I don't know guns that much, guys. I know a little bit about shotguns. I like shotguns. This dude up here says, Hillary Clinton, reminder, this building in Oklahoma City was blown up and destroyed just 4 days before Hillary Clinton was to be indicted in the Whitewater scandal. All documents lost? Really? I don't know. I think what this was... I think this was that whacked coin... What was that guy? What was that guy's name? McAfee or something? The whacked coin guy? He supposedly had, like, a room in this apartment complex or something, and then he's like, all my hard drives are there. All the information is there. And then it, like, burnt down or something when he died. I mean, the timing is kind of sketched, but I don't know. Guys, speaking of whacked coin, how'd that go? Is the vaults open yet, guys? Are the vaults open? We've gotten into the vaults yet? Oh my god. The vaults, guys. The secret vault that you activate by giving them money. Oh, how did anybody fall for it? This dude says liberals are seething. This dude says, quick rundown on decision. Concealed carry for everyone. And this dude replies, concealed carry for everyone. Yeah, guys, so, I don't know, we'll just end on that. Just another fucking win for us. Poll is always right. Yeah, just this being written by Justice Thomas and also being released during this time right now, just all kind of coincides with this Congress-Senate gun control bill that's passing. Just very strange timing that all of this is going down right now. Anyways, guys, thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed it. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. Have a great day. Goodbye. Oh, and let me know what you think of the Animu Girl. Should I just not bother? Was it funny enough to keep doing it? I don't know. Let me know. Have a great day. Goodbye.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...